when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for coming in today. Thank you for keeping us on the air with your donations. I'd like to thank you so much. And before I forget, I meant to mention in the first hour, this will be the last day of February, and February has always been a Dresden month for Blood River Radio. Sam mentioned it earlier, kind of off the cuff, about Dresden. But I'd just like to, if I can think of it, maybe by the end of this second hour, maybe we can have a moment's silent prayer for all the tens of thousands, probably million people who were killed in the firebombing all over Germany. Dresden was just one city, but it's the most notorious. The Allies, they tried to kill as many Germans as they possibly could, men, women, children, animals. Infants, neonates in the womb yet to be born. Churchill, that son of a bitch, said that he wanted to barbecue as many Germans as possible. The war was lost. It had been lost for months, probably been lost really tactically for a year. And like Churchill said, they continued the war. They just wanted to kill as many white Germans as possible, especially Christian Germans. That Luciferian Satan sportsman, son of a bitch, and Churchill and all that crew, FDR, Eisenhower, all those web bastards, maybe they rest in hell, maybe they burn in hell for what they did to our white Christian people in Germany. So anyway, that was my little salute to Dresden. We did a little bit different this year than we normally do. But anyway, we're bringing Paul Fromm on. Mark Tommy's still going to ride shotgun with us some, because I know he talked about this LGBT stuff earlier, and I said, hey, well, that's what Paul Fromm's going to cover. Paul Fromm's going to cover the LGBT plus, they call it, 50 sexes now, and how that is really connected. It's a part of Luciferianism, Satanism, Judaism, and communism. I've heard a very famous rabbi read where he said that. I don't remember his name. It'd be easy to look up, but just keep in mind, Judaism, Satanism, communism, it's all the same. And Mark pointed out so eloquently and so accurately in the first hour that it's all attack on the family. That the nuclear family is what Satan hates the most, and Sam Dixon pointed out, the extended family has already been destroyed. Sam Dixon said, and I got to make this quick, that he's worked with many people in the Atlanta, Georgia area trying to get them their house deeds straightened out, things like that. And even educated young people don't even know who, they can't name their aunts and uncles by name. Forget their second cousins. But this LGBT stuff that Paul is going to cover, don't ever make a mistake. Make no mistake whatsoever. It is right out of hell. It's Satan's attack, especially on white people. And that's what Paul is going to cover. And I know he's going to do a wonderful job. How are you doing today, Paul? It's so great to have you in here, buddy.
I'm doing quite well. I'm so angry about a couple of really recent human rights tribunal decisions in Canada. I was going to lead off by saying this whole LGBTQ thing is a pain in the ass, but as funny as a joke as that is, it's unfortunately no laughing matter. It's a huge attack up here in the Dominion of Canada on the family, on Christianity. I want to tell you about a great Christian gentleman named Barry Neufeld. He was a school trustee in Chilliwack, British Columbia, which is in the Fraser Valley, about 50 miles east of Vancouver. And for years, he fought something called SOGI. And that's a radical sex ed program introduced into the schools of British Columbia. And it stands for Sexual Orientation General, Sexual Orientation Gender Identity. You already know it is sowing nonsense and confusion. There is no problem with gender identity. There's only two, man and woman. This is not a tough concept. Every to the best of my knowledge, every race on the face of this earth and all religions except maybe the fringes of Judaism and Christianity, this is an easy one. Two genders, man and woman. Anyway, Barry Feld, as a school trustee, fought this for a number of years, made speeches and so on. And he was the subject of a complaint by the British Columbia Federation of Teachers about sexual and gender discrimination. Now, he didn't discriminate against anybody. He didn't refuse to give somebody a job or a service. He simply did not want this sex ed program, which he thought was anti-Christian, misleading, and manipulative in the school system. Anyway, he made a lot of speeches and so on. So they complained against him, and the case went on for a number of years. And finally, decision came down about 10 days ago. He has been convicted of discriminatory conduct and comments that are likely to expose a privileged group, that is the LGBTQ sexually mixed up crowd, to hatred or contempt. And I'll get into that maybe in the second section because it's very mischievous. But anyway, he's convicted of that. And he was fined $750,000. Now, that is the sort of fine that would normally be given to, a polluter, company has deliberately or otherwise drained toxic substances into a stream or river. Okay, they get fined for polluting. Now, that's a company. He is a person living on his pension in a 40-year-old trailer, and he owns a 1990s era automobile. He is not a wealthy man. This is a ruinous, poisonous, anti-Christian judgment imposed by an utterly discredited and biased tribunal. The woman who wrote the judgment was a woman named Devin, D-E-V-Y-N, Cousino. And we've crossed swords with her before, 10 years ago, in the Pastor Watcott case. Watcott put out a pamphlet criticizing a transgendered thingy who was running for the provincial parliament. He was saying, my words, not his, but if you can't get your sexual orientation right, if you're a guy who thinks he's a woman, how are you going to manage your budget or make public decisions? Anyway, that's a political thing. But the transgender took this to a tribunal, and I was one of the interveners in favor of free speech. And it was an absolute clown show. We could not refer to the complainant, Ronan O'Shea, I forget what his made-up female name was, but as he, which he was, we would be gavel down. So I would, several times, the defendant, Bill Watcott, was thrown out of the tribunal for calling he a he. So I would say that individual and that individual who has made that individual's complaint, because I'm not going to say I cannot say his complaint. I'm not going to say her complaint because I don't accept this person's mental situation as defining what I have to say. If Eddie, you announce you're in a Napoleon today, or you think you are, or you identify as Napoleon, I'm not going to call you Emperor, except as a joke. So anyway, the battle's really on. Good news is there are a number of columnists have really complained about this. They said this is atrocious. A party in the British Columbia legislature brought forth a motion to abolish the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal. Okay, now that's good that a politician had the courage to suggest that, but in a very unusual move, the socialists would not vote first reading. See, the way things go in our legislatures, a bill is introduced and it gets first reading. That means everybody votes for it, only to allow it to be discussed. And I'll continue this after the break.
Yep, I'll make a little comment, a little smart-ass comment when we come back. And as soon as you get through, we'll bring on Mark in. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Blood Group Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I'd just like to say one more time, the third hour, Gene Andrews is going to be on. And I think he's going to do Confederate history tonight. He's the greatest I've ever seen at that. Just during the break, me and Mark and Paul were talking. And I've said, you know, all these different sexes, I don't know, what is it, 30 or 40 of them now? But we were saying, in court, you need to come up with some kind of genitalia, because I've never seen, I'm a medical person, I've only seen two types of genitalia in my whole life. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get graphic, but there's a penis and a vagina. I mean, and that's scientific, that's medical, that's all there is. I mean, so if you're getting all these damn sexes, I'd like to ask them, if you're one of these number, these sporgy gorgies or whatever, you know, because I think there's 30 of them, how do you reproduce? Because in science, with sexes, that's part of being a sex. You have to be ability to reproduce. And since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve, it's always been male and female. You can't, can two people get together and produce one of these, whatever the hell they call them, 9A, 9B, you know, the cube root of 3 or whatever. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's insane. You know what? You can't make sense out of insanity, that's for sure. Hey, but Mark, before Paul goes on, would you like to ask him a question before he continues on?
Well, Paul, how long have you been fighting this battle up there in Canada? I mean,
it's bad enough here in the U.S. But from what I see from time to time in the news, it's much, much worse where you are.
Yeah. So well, I was one of the founders of the Canadian Association for Free Expression back in 1983. So organizationally, I've been fighting for freedom of speech and against restrictions, hate laws, and human rights commissions for 43 years. But actually, it started even a bit before that. But that gives you a bit of a perspective. It's been a lifelong dedication of mine. In fact, I have two big issues: free speech and immigration. I like to introduce myself as my issues are free speech and immigration. Not enough free speech and too much immigration. What I was explaining is that there was a brave member of the
British Columbia Legion. Paul, how can people go in and get literature from your organization, or maybe contribute money? How can they support your organization or order materials? How can they find out more about your could you give your website, Paul?
Probably the easiest thing to do would be to email me. And they'll set up a contact. And my email is very, very simple. It's paul@paulfromm.com. That's P-A-U-L at P-A-U-L-F-R-O-M-M.com. We do have a website, and that's cafe.nfshost.com. Cafe, that's the Canadian Association for Free Expression. But cafe. nfshost.com. What I was sort of trying to explain
Thank
was
you, Paul.
There was a brave member of the British Columbia legislature, and she introduced a bill to abolish the Human Rights Tribunal. Now, normally in our system, what happens is a bill will get three readings. So when it's presented, everybody votes for it. That is just to put it on the order on the discussion table. Then it gets a second reading, which means it gets sent to a committee and study. Committee brings it back, and then there's third reading when it either gets approved or thrown out. Well, anyway, the socialists, who have a majority in the legislature of British Columbia, would not even give this bill first reading. So it failed something like 37 to 42 or something. So it didn't even get debated. The socialists are so fanatically in the control of the LGBTQ lobby. In fact, Mr. Neufeld, who's 80 years of age, incidentally, the vindictiveness of the lobby. He was in the decision. It was even mentioned that calling it the LGBTQ lobby or the homosexual lobby is discriminatory because it might expose these people to hatred or contempt. And this is what's so mischievous. The words sound maybe benign, exposed to hatred or contempt. I've been through a number of cases like this, and there's almost no defense against it. I'll tell you why. Even if you can define what hatred is, what is contempt? Well, I would say contempt is any comment that might make someone feel more negatively about you. If I say, let's say hypothetically, Eddie can no longer throw a baseball at 90 miles an hour. Assuming somebody believes me, they might think slightly less well of Eddie. And this is all hypothetical. There's almost no defense against that because the law says comments that are likely. Well, what's likely? And I've been through cases. You can't win. If you're an optimist, you say it's likely to be sunny tomorrow. If you're a pessimist, you're going to say it's likely to rain tomorrow. And in these cases, there doesn't have to be any proof of anybody ever being harmed by it, except maybe hurt feelings I don't feel welcome. Well, you don't have a right to feel welcome. You have a right to be treated properly and fairly. You don't have a right for anybody to love you or to even like you. And if you present yourself, quite frankly, as a flippin' freak, it's hard to like you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've run into a few transgender creatures. You think from the body type that they're male, but by the dress and the hair and the mannerisms, they're pretending to be female. Am I supposed to pretend I like that? No, I don't like it. I'm not going to knock the person over or deny them a real right because they're a freak, but I don't have to approve and I don't have to like them. And Mr. Neufeld's big concern was that this was being taught in the schools and that young people who, you know, and especially in those teen years, you know, say from 10 to 17 or 18, there's big changes. You're no longer, mommy's little boy or daddy's little girl. You're now more and more of an individual on your own. You're questioning things. Your body's changing. You're trying to, you're becoming a new person. It's not always easy. And to confuse kids of that age by saying, well, you know, you look like a boy, but, you know, you could be a girl. No, that's mischievous. That it's worse than mischievous. In my opinion, it's perverted. And, led off, Eddie, by talking about the attack on the family, that the powers of the forces of Satan and the forces of the secularists who pursue their agenda, like Freud and the cultural Marxists. One of the big enemies is the family. You've got to destroy the family because it provides stability. It allows us to breed the next generation and care for the next generation, not just pop out a kid, but care and train that kid. The family is a huge enemy to any totalitarian system. And there's been an assault on the family for probably a century, and part of that is, of course, radical feminism, but mostly Jewish feminism, and the whole LGBTQ thing that break up the family. I'm hoping that there will be a big rally in British Columbia in a few weeks' time. I'm going to be out there, hope to be involved in it, to support Mr. Neufeld. And I guess after the break, I've got another LGBTQ case. It's a little bit on the funny side. I mean, none of these cases is really laughable, but you will laugh at this. It's a bad era when we can't get the basics right, like sex and sexuality, because when we can't get those right, then we start making mistakes in other ways. And you just look at the Biden administration, just rotten with LGBTQ, QXYZ, and of course, they couldn't protect the border, didn't want to protect the border, didn't want to protect American citizens. So I think when you get the easy things wrong, you're going to get the big things wrong. And I think that's one of the reasons our society right now is severely messed up.
Go ahead, Mark.
Just to offer a quick observation is I think that these so-called laws that they use to persecute people who recognize the insanity of this kind of stuff are broad and vague in their
Mark,
language.
We got to
get
to a 5-hour break. We'll hold that thought. Yeah. I hate to have to interrupt you, but we got to go to our bottom of the hour break. Folks, this is a long break. If you got to get the coffee or something, you got at least about 4 minutes, but don't be late coming back. Be right back, folks.
Hello. How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Multiple major outlets are reporting that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has been killed. Iranian officials have not confirmed his death and continue to insist that he may be alive. But Reuters, citing a senior Israeli official, reports that Khamenei was killed in the joint U.S.-Israeli strikes today on Tehran. President Trump announced those attacks earlier today.
The United States military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent this very wicked, radical dictatorship from threatening America and our core national security interests.
More on those attacks from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president said Iranian leaders rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, forcing the U.S. military to take action against Iran and its state-sponsored terrorism.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer.
In a video statement, he warned of possible U.S. casualties.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war.
The president said the mission's objective is to end threats from the regime and allow the Iranian people to take over their government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There have been more arrests over that Minnesota church protest that led to charges against Don Lemon.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official.
More at townhall.com.
Fast, staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so very much for hanging on. Paul did carry on a great narrative telling us about this LGBT plus stuff going on in Canada. And as Mark Tommy so rightly pointed out, it seems like it's much worse in Canada than it is here in the United States, especially in the south of the United States. I don't know. Probably, if I had to guess, I'd say maybe the difference that between the United States and Canada, the reason we're not suffering as well as much as the Canadians are. Here in the United States, a lot of people, especially in the south, still have firearms and know how to use them and use them on a regular basis. How many people would actually pick those firearms up? I don't know. I've heard people say, in fact, there used to be bumper stickers here and around the country where I live that says it shows a man's death grip on a rifle. And it said, "From my cold, dead hands, you'll get this rifle. It'll be after I'm dead. You have to take it from my cold, dead hands. I don't know how many people would be willing to go that far. Probably not that many, but, you know, it really wouldn't take that many. I know this is kind of a rabbit trail, but in the so-called First War of Independence with George Washington and all those folks, I've heard there was approximately 3%, Mark and Paul, that actually took part in the fighting of the War of Independence. In the Second War of Independence, where Lincoln, that son of a bitch, may he rest in hell, invaded the South with all his satanic forces. I don't know what, I would say probably in the South, a greater number of men participated because they were actually defending home and hearth. And as some of my supporters would say, how in the hell did Miller get off on that? We'll never know. But anyway, I guess I was just trying to say that I don't know why it's worse in Canada, because y'all, Canadians, y'all still have, don't y'all still have the right to keep arms up there in Canada? I know this is kind of a rabbit trail, but I know, especially in British Columbia, that's some premier, pristine, big game country. I've always wanted to go hunting in the British Columbia to get elk, grizzly bears, the whole nine yard, moose, you name it, buddy, they've got it. But anyway, how about that, Paul?
Our wretched system says it's a privilege, but to own guns, but we don't have rights the way you do. So a considerable number of Canadians do own guns, that's for sure. Speaking of guns, there was an incident about 2 weeks ago of a high school in northern British Columbia, a little town called Tumbler Ridge, and a tranny walked in, shot his own mother, who is very pro-trans, his half-brother, stepbrother, yes, and then shot a number of people in the school, killed 5 students and one teacher's assistant. They are rotten, utterly rotten to the core, mainline press and the RCMP initially reported the shooting was done by a woman. And I thought at the time, no, this doesn't seem right, because while women are no angels and women do kill, but they're very seldom are they the perpetrators of a mass shooting. They may poison people, and there are nurses that will kill people over a considerable period of time by injections of one sort or another. But you know, shooting up a place, that's not a woman thing. So I immediately, when I've heard the first reports, questioned it. Well, thanks to our alternative media and some good real reporting, it quickly turned out it was not a woman. It was this tranny, born a male, who began to identify as a female, encouraged in all this by his now dead mother, and he shot up the school for, as far as we can tell, for no identifiable reason. And I thought, this is at least number three in the last couple of years. A few years ago, a tranny shot up the Christian school in Nashville and killed a couple of people.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes.
A few months ago. Yeah,
and you know what? You're right. And not to interrupt you, but there used to be some people were on AM 530. It was a radio station that me and James used to be on here in Memphis. And now we were over on AM 1600. It was AM 1380, then AM 1600. But there was a group of people from Nashville that had a really good podcast going on here in Memphis. And one, I wish I could remember his name. They were out of Nashville. But they were broadcasting here, Paul, and the powers that be in Nashville, the mayor and the police chief, they came after this man. They tried to put him in prison for releasing that manifesto, that thing, that satanic thing, whatever it was, a man trying to be a woman, woman trying to be a man, just a satanic piece of filth. It had, I think it was originally was a female. It probably had a vagina. And, I don't think you cut that out.
No, vice versa. It was a male who thought it was female.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? If you got a vagina, you're just out of luck. You can't cut that out. But you just have to do something else. But anyway, that manifesto was released by this newspaper reporter and this radio guy. And they tried like hell to put him in prison. I wish I could remember his name. But you're 100% right. Now, I tell you, if that was a white man that was part of the old League of the South, or a member of the Klan, or a member of the American Nazi Party, or just a white Christian, they would be, man, his name would be, and his manifesto would be all over the news. But anyway, I didn't want to interrupt you there, but that what you said came close to home, because those people had that radio program going here in Memphis. I wish I could remember his name. They tried like hell to put him in prison for releasing that. Anyway, but we'll go back to you, Paul. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't interrupt you too bad.
Then there was a third incident just a few months ago where another tranny went into a Catholic elementary school in Minneapolis and shot and killed a few people. And there are several other tranny shoot-up schools incidents. I don't have them off the top of my head, but I thought this is a weird pattern. The LGBTQ crowd are about 1% of the population. The transgendered are a tiny fraction of the 1%. They're a very, very tiny fraction. Well, it seems kind of unusual that from this tiny fraction, there'd be at least in quite recent time, at least three shootings of schools. What is there? But I guess when you're badly mixed up about your gender, you're full of, I don't know, hate, Satanism. I don't know. What would drive you to go and shoot up a school of innocent children and teachers? I don't get it. And our elite desperately tried to cover that up. Well, of course, thanks to the internet, that did not remain for too long. Although, a week later, and I saw some study done by an American writer, the New York Times, CNN, ABC were still referring to the shooter as a female. The shooter was not a female. The shooter was born a man, is a transgender who believes he's a woman. But there's something seriously twisted about this, and I blame, of course, I don't let the individual off the hook. Of course, that person is entirely to blame for what he, she, or it did. But the education system and much of the media and the politicians who have normalized transgenderism and suggests it to young, mixed up, or children that it's an option to choose the opposite sex and mutilate your body and et cetera, et cetera.
those types of people bear some responsibility. You know, it's 15 years ago, I never even heard of transgenderism. And you know, I would say, I think I'm fairly knowledgeable. And as a medical man, Eddie, you are too. I don't know if you heard of transgenderism, but it wasn't on the map 15 years ago. And now it's an important cause that we must all be supportive of. Ha, ha, ha.
I'd say just since that so-called the pandemic, the COVID thing, that I haven't heard it. Yeah, that's the first time. I'd say it's come on strong. What? Five years tops. What, Mark? How about you? We'll come back to that. Let's hear the last break of the third hour, folks. Excuse me, the last break of the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blizzard Radio family, I'd like to thank you all again. I can't thank you enough for that core of supporters we have that keep us on the air. There's not very many at all. That's for sure. And I'd like to make the announcement one more time. I was supposed to do it the first hour. Just in case the people have not heard, we had to cancel our Blood River Radio family reunion. It was going to be in Columbia, Tennessee in April. We had to cancel that. There are reasons. There were just not enough participation. It was pitifully few people turned out, and I don't know why. I thought it was a great venue, a great program. You know, we were going to ride from Columbia, Tennessee down to Shiloh National Military Park. Blood River Radio was going to, we were going to cater lunch for the people. Then we're going to go to a world famous catfish restaurant. I thought everybody would love that. Gene Andrews was going to lead us around of Shiloh. Then the next day, we were going to go to the Forest Home. This is still a big piece of land there. Blood River Radio. We were going to cater a barbecue dinner from a real well-known barbecue restaurant there. And we had a, a, lecture hall, so to speak, at a fine, at a upscale, really nice steakhouse in Columbia. We had that rented, but we had to cut our losses, people. We just people just didn't turn out. I mean, it was really, really shocking in a way. And I talked to a lot of people about it, and they said that, and I've never heard it before, our people are really, really suffering, I think, worse than I thought. But to the man, the people, I know people that have come to every organization that James put on, and you know, as long as I was with the political cesspool, the political cesspool was over 20 years ago. But people, I know in the last couple of things we had with James, we lost money, and we were just going to get slaughtered here. We couldn't do it. And one of our biggest supporters, I hate it. I really hate it, because especially like Biscuit sucked out mega bucks, and I had to cut our losses, you know. But I'd like to make that. I'm not trying to, you know, make people feel bad or anything. But yeah, I was really, really, really disappointed that it didn't come through. But who knows? Maybe we can try again some other time. Maybe it just wasn't meant to be. Maybe it wasn't in the cars. But anyway, before we go back to Paul, we've been talking about all this stuff. Yeah. About what's going on in Iran, about how this criminal bastard, Donald Trump and all these neocons are pounding the hell out of Iran. There's only one reason they're pounding the hell out of Iran. They're trying to make a greater Israel from the ocean to the sea. They hate anybody who's Iranian. They hate anybody non-Jewish. They hate us. Mark pointed out, and Sam Dixon, I'll get there in a minute, pointed out how these blacks and these Jews, especially these blacks, they hate your guts. These white people that work with these people, these blacks that work with the Jews, they're race traitors. They're the most hated of all. And the point I'm getting to, this travesty that's going on in Iran, how these endless wars, killing people for the Jews, kill people for Israel. I have a shirt that says on the back of my shirt, I got it from the Confederate Center up there in Greenville, South Carolina. It says, it's got Uncle Sam with his finger saying, "I want you to die for Israel." That's what it's all about. People, until white men, until that 1-2%, until we finally stand up and use these damn firearms we've been keeping in the closet all these years, instead of just letting them get rusted over and letting our bayonets get dull, until we stand up and tell this government, we're not going to go to war. We're not going to kill another person for another damn Jew. We're not going to sacrifice our family for you. We're not going to sacrifice our young people for you. And if you don't like it, screw you. It's either us or you. We're not going to do that. We're going to have to stand up on our hind legs and resist physically. That's the only thing that's going to stop this garbage. It's the only thing that's going to stop this LGBT bullshit. And with that, with my redneck South Memphis and Bloody Brother County redneck diatribe being over with, Paul, I go back to a man with a calmer affect. Go back to you, Brother Paul.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to agree with you about this war for Israel. One thing I've said, and I think you've said, no more fratricidal wars, where World War One, World War Two, white men slaughtered white men, and the only forces that profited were the international bankers and the communists. But anyway, it may be hard to accept, but the Iranians are not Arabs. The Iranians are actually Aryans. Farsi is an Aryan or Indo-European language, and many of them are white.
Absolutely.
I see this as another war, white people slaughtering white people. Now, as I said, I'm no fan or follower of the Ayatollah or radical Islam, and if we were attacked, yeah, you've got to fight back, of course. But this is just outright aggression. And apparently they have, or they tried, to kill the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. That's not done. To my knowledge, Hitler did not try to kill Churchill or Roosevelt.
No.
And I don't, I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't think we tried to kill Hitler. We didn't try to kill the Japanese emperor. I mean, that's sort of off limits. I mean, the Jews have assassinated almost all or much of the leadership of Hamas, of Hezbollah. They're going to other people's countries and doing it. If that is true, that they assassinated him, or they certainly did try to. Netanyahu said that on the radio this morning. It's just sordid. We don't have any role there. It's not our quarrel. But I'd like to, if I can, end up with something a little bit more humorous. There's another human rights case. It's in the province of Quebec, and a non-binary went into a hair salon. Now, for those of you that are not up on the Heinz 57 varieties of human sexuality, a non-binary is somebody who can't quite decide whether they're male or female. We used to say such people are terminally effed up. I mean, you don't know whether you're male or female? Well, take a look, sunshine. You might figure it out. but anyway, the non-binary goes into the hairdressing salon, and there is a menu, and it says male haircuts, female haircuts, so get to choose. Well, the non-binary claims that they were traumatized. Traumatized. Now, that's a term that usually refers to very, very serious physical or emotional injury, you know, like you accidentally cut off a finger on a saw. Well, okay, you're traumatized. Or there's a knock on the door, and the policeman says that your son or daughter is being killed in a car accident. Well, okay, I could see you rightfully saying you're traumatized. But the non-binary goes in and sees the menu, and it only says male or female, and it's traumatized. In fact, it had to take 2 weeks off work. This is a scam. So they took the salon to the Human Rights Commission in Quebec. Even the Human Rights Commission didn't entirely buy it. And they said, well, you know, the salon wasn't really responsible for if the person took it so hard that they had to choose between male haircut and female haircut, that they were off work for 2 weeks. But nonetheless, the salon got fined $500. Why could there not have been a practical solution? What type of haircut did the non-binary want? Well, I don't know. But why wouldn't they just say, look, put a mole on my head and clip around the edges the way mole on the Three Stooges used to do it. We have elevated the Twisted Sisters into a privileged minority, and there's got to be a revolt in this country.
There's got to be. It's pure insanity.
We've got to revolt.
It's insanity on steroids of Satanism. And I don't know. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, Paul, what percentage of the populace do you think in Canada or the United States, anywhere where there's white people, you know, I mean, I dare anyone to pick a white person from Canada and stand beside a white person in the United States and tell me which is which. But what percent of white people, do you think are approve of all that crap? I would think they're the very small minority, and it amazes me how they get by with that. Well, I hear the music, Paul, so look, we've run completely out of time, brother. The time goes by. It always goes by so fast. But, Paul, I'd like to thank you so much for coming in, buddy. Really would. And we got to stay in touch. We really do. You're one of the few people that have been doing this for years and years and years. You've never backtracked. You've never changed your narrative. You've never quit. I'd like to thank you, brother, for coming on. Really would, buddy.
I'm always inspired by the words that thunder throughout Ulster. No surrender.
Yes, yeah, that's right. No surrender. You got that right, buddy. No apology. People, dear
no
people.
Apology, well,
yes, sir. That's what we say on the cesspool. No surrender, no apology. Anyway, we got a transition over to the third hour, folks. We're going to pick up the bitter ender. Be right back, folks.